Hello, I am here with Ellie today to find out a wee bit more about the prisons project that we are working on at the minute. So first of all, Ellie, can you give us a wee overview of what you're doing at the moment?
Yes, I can. We're working at Greenock Prison. We are a team of six artists and two on production team who are bringing our skills in an introductory basis to work with a group of women who are in Greenock Prison, and those women are eventually going to take ownership of their own theatre production. So they're going to design the and make the set, which is going to be textile based. They're participating at the moment in singing and songwriting, in script writing and character development, in performing, and in costume making and mask making, which is what they've done for the last 2.5 weeks now, and they've really been enjoying themselves, and it's been really interesting to see their progression very quickly from being kind of a group of quite suspicious and serious and sceptical women who are aged kind of between early 20s to into their 50s, the majority of them being sort of women who sit around about the age, you know, mid-20s, mm-hmm. and have been quite an interesting dynamic of girls who are, you know, trying to work together and sort of understand each other as well and do something which is considered to be extremely unusual in a normal prison setting.
I was going to say, this must be something that they don't normally get to do. Yeah. So is this really properly a brand new project for them? They've never done anything like this before?
Yeah, the kind of work that women do in prisons, particularly Greenock, is laundry, joinery, pantry, industrial cleaning, hairdressing. So they're really practical skills. So the women are getting to learn to use sewing machines, and they're making textiles. We're making big sort of Tracy Emin inspired banners, mm-hmm. with lots of lettering and words from really powerful pieces of writing they've written about themselves being a prisoner and being a woman and looking about and celebrating the role of women in society and sort of pulling that apart a bit. So you've got women who are thinking about what is the recipe for a perfect woman, but what is the recipe for a real woman, and looking at the comparisons of that. Once we've written that material up, we sort of blow it up into big pieces of sheets of paper, which we stick all around our workspace. And from there, we take extracts of the text the women have written, and then we start making it into massive fabric banners with their own lettering, stitching, and using beautiful, you know, different types of textiles and materials.
That sounds brilliant. Sounds very collaborative. So in terms of you going into the prison, how much of what you're doing had you planned out in advance, and how much of it is going to evolve based on what you're gaining from your participants?
I think it's a bit of a half and half game at this stage, in the sense that we did plan a lot, and we did think about inspiring women, and we did think about women in society who might have an effect on us, and we did sort of make a slideshow and get the women to think about female artists. So it would have had people like Tracy Emin and her work, which kind of seemed to resonate really well with the women. So we had planned up quite a lot of the theme, because the piece is called A Woman's Place, and that kind of works on many levels really as a title. And the other half of the work is very much evolving from the women, you know, which is responding to their reactions really, and what they write as a group. Everything's very collaborative and group work, and that's all about us building the people up as a team and as individuals. And then at the end of each week, we do a big reflective session, and the women are very open about how they feel, and it's been quite moving at times as well. You know.
Excellent. So how much longer have you got to go then, and what's this building up to? When does the kind of project end?
Okay, so we're 3 weeks into the project, where we've been meeting the women twice a week, and as of next week, next Monday the 29th of March, we work in the prison full time. So we're there full time for 3 weeks, and the women are going to be making a professional theatre presentation on the 16th of April. And it'll incorporate all the things we've been talking about today.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. Well, good luck for the rest of the project. Okay, thanks.